these numbers that we're seeing at the pump is absolutely incredible. And of course, it's due to a whole bunch of things. To fill us in more on this is Dan McTague. Dan, of course, is with Canadians for Affordable Energy. He joins us on the line right now. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Lauren.
77.6 in the city of Belleville. It wasn't too long ago as $1.14 or $1.17, and it doesn't take long for the world to change. And there's several reasons for it. It's not just COVID-19.
No, it's obviously the other factor which really drove prices down, Russia and Saudi Arabia. Two folks that really need cocoa butts, because the reality is that they're killing each other over the idea that somehow they can add more oil at a time when the world is going through less demand. So that's really depressing oil prices. The guy to knock their heads together is Trump, and he's doing that today. He's basically going to sanction Russia if they don't smarten up and to think that they can just, you know, flood the world with oil. And I think he's also probably telling Saudi Arabia on the side, listen, your kingdom is wobbly. You want to wind up like the unrest that we saw a few years ago in the Middle East, then keep this nonsense up and we'll see what's going to happen. We're going to continue producing oil. But I think everyone realizes that $20 oil doesn't work for anybody, and for Canadians, $7 oil is a recipe for disaster, or more unequally than other countries. Why, Lauren? Because 20% of your exports going anywhere in the world, mostly the United States, is based on oil, and 10% of your GDP, your entire economy, 10% of it is oil. And I'm not even including gasoline and other, refined products and things like that, just oil alone. So it's pretty clear that this is important for Canada. It's important for the world. Once we get past this pandemic, that things get back to normal as quickly as possible.
When we talk about, $7 a barrel oil from Canada and 20, it's gone up a little bit, I think, today, 20 some odd dollar a barrel. Why the huge difference? Why isn't it all the same price? Isn't oil oil?
Well, I mean, the North American benchmark for oil is $25 a barrel today, $26 pushing that in that direction. Canadian oil is heavy oil. It's stranded. We have capacity for about 4 million barrels a day. That's it. Hence why some guys like us who have never worked in the oil industry, aren't from Alberta, have been hopping mad that we've allowed environmentalists to block pipelines in this country for no other good reason than the fact that they just believe the world's coming to an end as we know it. The reality, however, is that they're doing far greater damage to the Canadian economy than most imagine. Why? Well, it's not just the price of gasoline. While we're happy it's dropped, think about it this way. If we had the Canadian dollar behaving the way the U.S. currency is, we'd be paying about 20 cents a liter less. That's just for gasoline. Now start translating that drop in price to everything else we consume, because we all consume products that are based on the U.S. dollar. So weak Canadian dollar caused by pipeline obstruction, not being able to sell your most important item to the rest of the world, disincentivizing people from investing in Canada, watching federal and provincial governments increase their debt loads. It has a lot to do with the oil industry. And of course, for all of us here who think it's funny and think nothing of pipelines, you just have to look at the value of the Canadian dollar. It takes 142 pennies. It was actually yesterday, 145 pennies to buy one U.S. dollar. That means you and I are working a lot harder and getting a lot less for it. Little wonder Canadians feel they're falling behind.
Well, yeah, and this is an incredible situation that we're in with all of us. You know, people are saying, yeah, I can fill up my tank for $30 less, but I have nowhere to go. And so how is the fact that we're having this massive oil crisis in Canada mixed in with the huge economy and people saying, well, we might be in a recession already. How is this for in 4 or 5 months from now? Because I know a lot of what happens in the world of oil is speculation, too. How does this play out in the future?
Well, the rest of the world will continue selling oil to a world that wants more, not less. So make no mistake, the only country that's walking away or being forced to walk away or being gamed by a lot of foreign-funded environmental groups who have an interest in pushing us away from our energy sector, our energy economy, are likely to lead to significant dislocation for the Canadian economy. Again, if you take a few provinces that are, whether it's oil or natural gas, as we saw in the protests just up the street from where you are, which had the effect of blocking natural gas I mean, you really have to take your hand and smack it on your head and say, what on earth are we thinking? China and India and Europe are going to be building hundreds of coal plants. They need our natural gas, and we can supply a lot of it. Proximity is also helpful. We're just across the pond when it comes to the Pacific. But we are blocking the very thing that would bring global emissions down dramatically. Even though Canada gets no credit for what it does because of a stupid deal we signed in 2015 called the Paris Climate Agreement, the reality is that we would be vicariously doing something not just good for Canada, but moving stuff that the rest of the world desperately needs. We need no more natural gas, not less. What it does mean, though, Lauren, for all of us, is a substantial decline in our standard of living. If governments have no more revenue to pay for our social programs, if people are paying, 8, 10, 15% more than they ought to for every good that's out there, and there are fewer jobs, tell me where this ends. Because at the end of the day, you might have a few, tree huggers and Birkenstock walkers walking around thinking it's a wonderful thing to do and say, the world is coming to an end and we should all just stop breathing or whatever the case may be. What this does do is it undermines the country. And I think that's the tragedy in all this, is that a beautiful nation that produces clean energy is being demonized because there are a lot of good people out here who have no idea how significant, how important our energy sector is to the Canadian economy. Let me put it bluntly. Energy is Canada. Canada is energy.
Dan McTague, before we let you go, I know you have another interview to do. As I said, gas 77.6. Where does it go over the next few days? What is and what can we expect?
Up or down a penny here or there. The wholesale price isn't going to move a lot. Yesterday it went up a penny, penny and a half. So you'll see an increase at the pumps tomorrow, but maybe a penny to 77, 78.9, maybe 79.9. I'm not seeing a lot of movement until there's really an end in sight to this pandemic, and more importantly, Trump's success in getting Saudi Arabia and Russia to smarten the heck up. Until that happens, I think we're going to continue to see these low prices, which we really can't take advantage of because we're paying pretty much more for everything else.
All right, Dan McTague. Dan, of course, is with Canadians for Affordable Energy. If they want to find out more about that, what can they do?
Info at CanadianEnergy.com or Energy.ca. Either one will work. Or just Gas Price Wizard if you happen to be on Twitter.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dan McTague.
Lauren,
appreciate the time.
Listeners, have a great one and all the best throughout this ordeal.